David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle, posted on 2014's December. Shy of fucking. Sorry? Calm down, she says. She only knew how many takes this had taken. I know I've already sworn. But I'll warn you now, this blog post will contain a little bit of language that some people find offensive, by which I mean a couple of swear words, although I have just sworn before I got a chance to warn you about that. Which is, in some ways, you could argue, a more effective way of doing it. David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. This was posted on September the 10th, 2014. King Gong, Part 3. Last Sunday night, I did one of my first comedy performances. Stand-up comedy performances, in fact. But I'm not going to edit it out. This is going to be one take, whatever happens. You can suffer with me. It was my first appearance at the King Gong Comedy Competition at Manchester's Comedy Store. I can't wait to get my computer back up and running so that I can sound like a professional again and edit myself. I spend about 20 hours on each 5-minute blog post just to get it perfect. You think it comes natural. I'm not very talented, but I have got staying power. In fact, it was my first experience of such an event. It's an open mic comedy night, giving new and up-and-coming comedians, as well as members of the general public who believe that they might be funny, the opportunity to perform for up to 5 minutes. They may not actually reach the full 5 minutes, though, as the audience has the power to dismiss the performer if they're not to their liking. Three people in the audience are given a red card each. When the three cards are held up, a gong sounds and the performer leaves the stage. In yesterday's blog post, I talked you through some of the other performers that took part. But now, it's time to find out how I, David Eagle, fared. My first concern was getting on the stage without incident. The Comedy Store staff had kindly offered to show me the layout of the stage before the doors had opened to let the audience in. While I thought I knew the route onto the stage, I was a little bit worried that I may be involved in creating some inadvertent physical comedy as I floundered and stumbled around or fell down a set of steps. It would be highly embarrassing to gain more of a laugh from an accidental bit of slapstick than from my actual material. Fortunately, I made it onto the stage without incident. I wasn't as nervous, though, as I thought I might be. I still managed to stumble over my first line, so that indicated that I was still a little bit nervous. It was the slightest of stumbles, though, and it didn't seem to impede the delivery of the joke too much. The opening material got laughs. It wasn't hysterical laughter, but it was laughter nonetheless, and it bolstered my confidence a little. I'm not going to include the recording of my spot in this blog post, as I plan on honing and developing it further. Having listened to the recording back a few times, I've realised how long it took me to set up an idea and get to the funny bit. After the opening couple of jokes, I went on for nearly an entire minute without saying anything funny. This may be fine in a folk gig where the audience aren't as impatient to reach a punchline. They're not expecting a night of non-stop comedy. But a comedy audience, certainly a more mainstream comedy audience, demand jokes and punchlines at a much faster pace. In fairness to the card holders, they did not penalise my minutes of mirthlessness. It's a lovely bit of alliteration there, minute of mirthlessness, but I ruined it by stumbling over it. What an idiot. I'll do it again, so you can appreciate the brilliance of my writing. In fairness to the card holders, they did not penalise my minute of mirthlessness, or at least not immediately. The second bout of jokes, when it eventually came, got a bigger response. The audience seemed to be enjoying my material, and I started to feel like I was getting into my stride. Unfortunately, this feeling was short-lived, as it coincided with me hearing someone in the audience shout, "Wanker!" It took me a couple of seconds to evaluate the situation and realise what had actually happened. Someone in the audience had raised a card. I'd only heard one person being gonged off before this point, as I was third on, and the first performer had survived the full 5 minutes. The cards had gone up for the second performer so quickly that there wasn't really much of an announcement about it. There was just the sound of a gong. The shout of "Wanker!" from the... The shout of "Wanker!" from an... I'm a fucking wanker. Even... I can't...
I just can't do it.
When my computer works, I don't, and I have the facility to edit, I don't normally need to edit. But now that I don't really have the capacity to edit, and it takes me so much longer to do an edit, I'm stumbling over my words. The shout of wanker from an audience member was actually the MC behind me informing me of the... informing me and the audience that the first card had been lifted. So the MC shouted, "One card," and I had got all confused and heard a shout of wanker. This confusion caused me to lose my train of thought a bit. It was only a momentary lapse, though, and I quickly remembered... that was deliberate. I did had a momentary lapse on the words momentary lapse. So you may have thought I stumbled there. That was quite a clever thing that I did. It was only a momentary lapse, though, as I quickly remembered where and what I was meant to be saying. Where I was and what I was meant to be saying. Perhaps it wasn't quick enough for the second card holder, because no sooner had I... maybe you just want to read this blog post. Perhaps it wasn't quick enough for the second card holder, because no sooner had I... recompose myself, the second card was raised. "Two cards," came the voice. This caused me to fluster a little more. Again, it was only a tiny fluster, and I was just getting refocused when I heard a clatter behind, and I heard a clatter that came from behind me. It was the sound of the gong. I put the microphone back in its holder and walked off the stage. There were a few people in the audience who voiced their sadness at me leaving. I'd like to think that this was because they were enjoying my act rather than just feeling sorry for me because I was blind. Feel sorry for me now, by the way, because I'm blind. That's why I can't read, because I've had to learn Braille, and I learned when I was 5 or 6 years old how to learn Braille, when most people could already read up until that point. So I have been actually... I have a disadvantage there, so feel sorry for me and feel impressed that I can actually even... read a little bit. I'm sorry about this. I might record it again when I actually get the computer sorted. Or maybe you're enjoying this desultory nonsense. There's always the worry that people are being kinder and more forgiving because of my blindness, which I hope is not the case. I want to earn people's laughter and positive reaction based on my material, not because I'm blind. But perhaps I'm overthinking this, and people were genuinely appreciating my performance. I managed to continue a little bit of comedy off stage, making a couple of little jocular comments as I exited, which actually got quite a good laugh. I lasted for 3 minutes 8 seconds, which was the longest amount of time out of all the other performers who hadn't made the full 5 minutes. So I suppose this means that you could say that I was fifth out of the 20 performers. At the start of the second half, the compere asked the audience if they had agreed with the card holders' decisions. There were many dissenting voices suggesting that they weren't keen on some of the choices they'd made. Perhaps one of the causes of their displeasure was myself. Maybe they were disappointed that my performance had been cut short, although similarly, it might have been the complete opposite reason, and perhaps they were annoyed that the card holders had let me go for as long as I had gone. For having let me get away with boring them for as long as I did. I really enjoyed the experience, though, and the night itself. I certainly enjoyed it a lot more than this experience right now. I also loved hearing the other acts, and I really enjoyed listening back to the recording and analysing the performers. The staff of the comedy store were very friendly and accommodating. There was a really good atmosphere. And the audience were a good audience. Or was a good audience, I should probably say. Can't write either. But again, I didn't learn to write until I was 5 or 6. Most people had learned to write before then, so please feel sorry for me. I'm a blind person. I can't talk. I can't read. I can't write. The compere was very funny and quick-thinking. able to banter with the audience and keep the show moving. Keep it moving. Only. I'm looking forward to going back soon. Unfortunately, I'm gigging on the October date, and I'm meant to be in Hartlepool the early in the morning the day after the November date, although I'm going to try and make it. I'm also going to look for other opportunities to perform in Manchester and the local area. Hopefully, next time, I'll be more confident and not flustered by the holding up of the red cards. Hopefully you've enjoyed my review of my first King Gong comedy experience. Hopefully you've enjoyed me reading this out. Maybe not for the right reasons, but hopefully you've enjoyed it anyway. I plan on blogging about my experience the next time I attend one of these nights. The winners of this month's King Gong Comedy Award, by the way, were Hawkeye and Windy. There's a link on the website. I'll just type them into the search engine. Still no update regarding my computer problem. Damn! If only. I know this must be torture. This is certainly torture. I know this must be torture for some of you. Some of you have money. I've done a comma followed by a full stop. What an absolute idiot. Some of you... I'll change that. Some of you have money riding on this, and the rest of you are impatiently waiting for the release of a Young'uns podcast or a pick and mix. I'll hopefully get around to looking at the computer next week. Thanks for listening. Really, thank you for listening. Thank you. You have terrible taste and far too much time on your hands, but thank you nonetheless. Oh, God. Maybe you should have read the blog. My goodness, that was terrible, Isabel.
I'm very frustrated.
If you listen to the audio of the blog post, then I would advise you not to, because you might reevaluate our entire relationship. Goodbye!